Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's talk to a friend of the show. Love his work. Pat Forte joining us, senior writer, Sports Illustrated. Pat, welcome in. There's so much stuff going on in college football. And earlier this week, I told our producer, I said, we got to talk to Pat about some of this stuff. I know you've been all over it. Tell me what your initial thoughts are now that this ruling has been made. We know the initial changes. I guess the start of this is July 1st, House versus the NCAA, schools able to pay their players. How does this change college football, in your opinion? Is it good or bad?
Well, the phrase that most college leaders have been using on this is that they were building the plane while they were flying it. Now we got to see whether it lands or crashes. I don't know what the answer is going to be. It's a pretty profound change. Obviously, the way money is going to be distributed, but also what's the oversight and who's in charge. And this is very clearly a step towards the power conferences being in charge of themselves more and away from NCAA control. There's a whole bunch of new things, but is it really going to be that different? I don't know. And then is it going to work, or is this just going to lead to a new round of different lawsuits against a different oversight entity?
Right. And that was the thing that was explained to me. I remember, Pat, I flunked out of Florida State. It has to be explained to me a few times. It just seems like you will have somebody challenge Deloitte's evaluation of the valuations and say, well, why are you putting a cap on it? And that'll be the next round of legal fight.
Yeah, I think so. You know, as somebody very smart in the college space asked me last week, you know, if you're the number one quarterback in the country and you haven't gotten to college yet, you can arrive and say, I didn't agree to these rules. I'll take my $8 million or whatever, you know, and I'll dare the new commission to say I don't deserve it. And if they say I don't deserve it because of fair market value, then I'll see you in court.
Right.
So, you know, I do think that the hope is that this will stem the lawsuits, but I'm not so sure. And I think one of the reasons college sports leaders are so intent on going to Washington, D.C. these days is because they're really hoping for Congress to give them some protection that will allow them to, you know, be exempt from some of these lawsuits.
We're talking with Pat Forte, guys, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, all the new rules and things that are happening with college football, filling in the blanks here. Tell me about this Brian Seeley. I mean, he's got a tough job, doesn't he? And were you surprised they didn't go with a Nick Saban or somebody that people thought might have a better feel for college football, or is that not what they needed?
Yeah, that's not what they needed. You know, I mean, it'll be like making Nick Saban in charge of, you know, like a Major League Baseball salary cap. It just, these are different things altogether. And so this guy seems pretty well suited to it. You know, he's a smart guy who has worked in salary cap space, money distribution space, and finding people who are cheating. So
right.
generally been, you know, on the Major League Baseball level, but that's what you're looking for, is somebody who understands, you know, salaries and money distribution, and then can say, okay, this doesn't smell right, let's look into it. So really, not having a football guy or even a college sports guy, I think, is not really a big deal.
Pat, the SEC, and again, we kind of joked around that Sankey sounded like Emperor Palpatine or Darth Vader. It's like, basically, it's our world, and you can suck it. Is it basically going to end up with the Big Ten and the SEC deciding the future of college football, period?
You know, it's fascinating, guys, that there's a little bit of evolution in the last couple of weeks, like through SEC media, spring meeting, where, you know, I think the mindset going in was Big Ten and SEC want four automatic bids each and everybody else just needs to get in line. And I think the blowback has been enough that at least Sankey is like, wait a minute. Okay, I don't want to be the villain in the history of college football. Let's maybe rethink this and let's go to a more open format of five automatic bids for five conferences and 11 at-larges, in which his conference still would do just fine. Tony Petitti seems to be the one who's more enamored with the multiple automatic bids per conference, which I think is the worst idea out there. So you know, Sankey, look, he has thrown his weight around to an incredible degree, and I think he's done some damaging things to college football. But I get a sense that here at kind of the brink of this ultimate power play that he's pulling back a little bit.
ACC and Big 12, are they screwed, Pat?
Maybe. You know, it's possible. You know, I still think they can compete. The ACC, I think, is in a better position to compete than the Big 12. The Big 12, you know, if maybe, you know, somebody can build a sustained powerhouse like an Arizona State, you know, that could give them a chance. But the ACC, I think, with Clemson, with Miami, if Florida State gets back on its feet, you know, Louisville's a good program, that they've got more kind of, and SMU, potential playoff-level programs than the Big 12 does, and more chances to probably draw eyeballs and bring in revenue. They, you know, are they going to be able to have equal financial footing with the Big 10 SEC? No. And maybe they will decide that that makes it all untenable, and Florida State and Clemson will lead the exodus in 2030. But I still think they've got a chance to remain a viable entity.
It is Pat Forte, guys, from Sports Illustrated here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He knows his college football, knows basically everything to do with college sports, including baseball. Crow and I were mentioning throughout the last few weeks, the regionals, the super regionals, there's been more jive, more ish talking, more bad blood. This College World Series has really ramped up to be pretty exciting.
I think it's going to be great. I've really enjoyed it, you know, watching the regional and super regional rounds. Lots of upsets. And, you know, I'm always for the little guys to at least get their shot. And, man, have they come through. Coastal Carolina dominant right now. Murray State making its first ever College World Series. So, you know, UTSA was in the Super Regional. Southern Miss had a run. I like seeing that because we see so little of it in football and basketball these days. Everything is rigged against those level of schools. So baseball is at least maintaining some intrigue, some unpredictability. Only one of the top five national seeds is still playing. So I'm excited for what's going to happen in Omaha.
Pat, I want to ask you about, you know, this $20 million per school deal, this cap. Is every school going to have enforcement on campus, or are they reporting this? How is that going to work? And my guess is, look, are we really going to tell you, hey, we only spent up to the cap? How is that going to work?
You know, that I'm sure they will still have compliance offices that will probably monitor that stuff so that they're not sending it in and then finding out, oh, we offered $2 million too much, you know, and right. Then you get hammered. So I would imagine, yes, they'll be monitoring it, but I think it's largely going to be at the behest of this new enforcement entity to to be checking that, checking cap numbers. And then, you know, what's enforceable? That's the thing. And does this lead to going, you know, back to the future where Booster X just says, you know what? Here's $2 million on the side. Don't tell anybody where you got it. And we're back in the 1980s and 90s again,
right,
where there's bags of cash being dropped off.
Pat Forte, again, guys, as we said, as soon as this stuff broke, everyone was waiting for this judge to finally make the ruling. And everyone kind of, I think, felt, oh, it's a panacea, I guess. Some felt it's a panacea. It just seems like either way, this thing is got more questions, more holes. And the other thing, Pat, everyone puts this stuff out there and they lose their mind, whether it's a new signing period or the transfer portal. To me, the top 25 to top 30 is the same teams. Do you see that ever changing? Because the rich always seem to get richer.
Yeah, it's largely just a shell game where you're moving teams around pretty much. I don't think we're going to see – this is not going to lead to an era where all of a sudden Marshall and Georgia Southern and Toledo are playing in the playoffs. It's not going to happen. So, you know, understand that mostly things are going to stay the same. The question is, you know, does this new structure at least – give the perception of a even playing field enough so that teams don't feel like they have to cheat, or programs don't feel like they have to cheat to work their way around it. Now, one of the interesting things Greg Sankey said on a conference call yesterday was, you know, all my coaches get together in a meeting room and say they want rules and they want guidelines and they want structure. And he said, you don't have the luxury to sit in a meeting room and say that and then not back it up. In other words, it's on you guys to then leave the meeting room and not say, well, Tennessee's cheating, so we're cheating. Let's go. And so that's kind of what it's going to come down to. And we know what the historical answer is to that. Everybody cheats. So, right, you know, is this really going to change anything? There's at least an imperative to get people to try to play by the rules. I don't know whether they will.
One last thing, Pat. He is a Georgia boy. He's from Atlanta. We're talking about Travis Hunter. I spoke with some NFL folks before the draft, and we were talking about what kind of person he is. And I know you did a cover story on him. And if you have not read it, go check it out. It's tremendous. But it talks about Travis's love for fishing. But he loves two things, really, football and fishing. And I thought you did an amazing job with the kid. I'm just curious, you think he's going to be a star in the league? I do.
I really do. And, you know, I might be slightly biased in favor because I love him, too. I mean, right, I just think he's a fantastic young man, and I enjoyed spending time with him then. I love watching him play, and I think he has not just the ability, obviously, but the mentality and the sheer willpower. Like, I am going to make it, and I am going to be good, and I am going to win. And I just think that, well, basically every NFL player has that, but there's some that have it maybe to an extreme degree. And I don't think he's going to the NFL to say, oh, I'm rich, I've made it now. No, he's going to prove how good he can be. And I think the sky's the limit for him. So I'm very excited to watch him, and I hope he gets to play both ways.
And much like Ted,
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Williams, he's also a hell of a fisherman.
Yeah, exactly. That's maybe the greatest multi-sport fisherman we've seen since Ted Williams, I would say.
It's true. That's true. Pat, thanks so much. We appreciate you. Follow him, guys. He covers college football, does so much more. We love his insight. We'll talk to you soon, Pat.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.